Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, what is Franklin Graham? Franklin Graham's given us an urgent prayer request because of radical Islam?
Yes. Evangelist Franklin Graham issued an urgent call to prayer for our brothers and sisters in Egypt. Coptic Christians, one of the oldest branches of Christianity, are under attack. This statement continues to say that the Islamic State issued a video warning recently threatening to wipe them out completely. Christians are being killed for their faith around the world. Here's what's happening in Egypt as Franklin Graham begins his call to prayer. This is what he says. The Islamic State is stormed into the home of a plumber and shot him to death in front of his wife and children on Thursday. A few days ago, a teacher was shot to death by a masked gunman. One man was beheaded and another set on fire, all in the name of Islam. In a video earlier this week, the Islamic State vowed to step up attacks against the Coptic Christian minority, describing them as infidels. Hundreds have fled their homes for safety. One Coptic resident said, "I'm not going to wait for death. ISIS wants to exterminate them, wipe them out, because they bear the name of Christ," Graham continued. And so the Billy Graham Evangelist Association will hold the World Summit in Defense of Persecution this May to pray for members of the body of Christ who are suffering at the hands of these ISIS terrorists around the world. And as the day approaches, Graham asks for us to pray for the church in Egypt and throughout the Muslim world as they are being slaughtered mercilessly in many places. And he wants us to share this with as many people as possible.
So I want to encourage you to join Franklin and us as we pray for our brothers and sisters in the Middle East. And notice that we'll have it in a future program, our next program, we'll be talking about, isn't it weird how all of a sudden when people who are in darkness begin to lose, they don't punch you, they punch the church and they punch Jews, Christians and Jews. They're beginning to go to Jewish cemeteries and gathering places and vandalize them. You're looking at the church being beheaded and persecuted. And it's what you're looking. This proves positive, you know, of the truth about people that are held captive in darkness. They don't even know why they're held captive in darkness. But if all of a sudden you go to the graveyard and you start pushing over Jewish, it's because whatever's on you, you know, directed you from something you thought you knew you were doing to now you're pushing over headstones of Jews and beheading and supporting organizations and not coming out and confronting them that are literally beheading Christians again in the Middle East and Egypt.
Yeah, clue. Watch what's manifesting and to who and towards the people it's manifesting. Right. You're saying this is under President al-Sisi, a new president in Egypt who is actually for Christians. So you could imagine how much more.
He's a friend of Israel.
Yeah.
He's a friend of Christians. He. This is a big deal.
And these attacks have racked
up. This is a big deal in Egypt where he went, in Christmas time, he went into a Christian church.
Yes.
And that's a big deal.
Yes.
Enough for that to take place. And so, but you know, it's like America. We have people in America that's not for America, not for the government. And they do things that Sisi wouldn't approve of. They do things here that our leaders wouldn't approve of. Mm-hmm. So we got to remember to pray for our brothers and sisters in persecution. You know, we had, I can't think of her name right now, but she was in jail in Africa, the continent of Africa. I can't think of the country she was in. She was in chains. She was pregnant. And, you know,
Miriam.
And they told her that she had to deny her faith, you know, or she was going to be killed, really.
Yeah, I believe it was in Sudan.
In Sudan. And so the leader was going, you know, she's in chains. I mean, I can't tell you that. You know, if you're a lady, what it's like to be pregnant. But imagine being in chains. She was chained to the point that when she gave birth, she had to give birth in chains, and her baby was affected because of that. But she refused to deny Jesus Christ. Well, during that time, you know, God laid on our heart to begin to pray for the persecuted church. I'm telling you this because we can join Franklin Graham and understand that God hears your prayers.
Yes.
They're significant. And so we went to shift our mindsets. We said, you know, we need to go on a time of prayer and fasting, and I taught on it, you know, at the VFN Dream Center. And we went for a time of prayer and fasting, and it was right there when Miriam was in chains.
Yeah.
And it was a give and take. You know, they were going to let her out. They weren't going to let her out. And it took the entire time of prayer and fasting, which I don't know if it was a three-day time of prayer and fasting.
Days, yeah.
But at the very last day of prayer and fasting, this miracle took place, and they changed her mind, and they freed her, and she's in America today. So I just want to encourage you, when Franklin Graham, who went to all 50 states, all 50 capitals, to be able to pray repentance and ask God, you know, led us all to a place of repentance, personal repentance, not supporting any particular presidential candidate, but would God touch our country. And God gave us a great turn in our leadership, and just it's an amazing, amazing thing. So I would encourage you, God hears your prayers. We saw it. We see it all the time. Mm-hmm. But in regards to the persecuted church, I mean, how could you pray for somebody in Middle East if you're in America? How could that affect somebody in the Sudan? Well, it does, because God's angels begin to listen to us in regards to agreeing with what God wants us to do.
It's like a warfare, because I remember the first day we set to fast, it was the news that she was going to be released.
Yep.
And then some moments later, they stopped. No, she's not going to be. You know, this is no, she's going to be detained.
Right.
And it was on the third day of the fast, it was final. Okay, it's going to happen. Reversed again, and she was released. It's a warfare happening. I mean,
And we just did it. I mean, God was speaking and showing us how important it is to pray. And we'll make that a related article to this particular segment on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.